Insult to injury. Hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. La Nina is expected to contribute to already drought-like conditions in the southeastern U.S. Rod Bain looks at potential impacts in this report.
It's bad enough that the southeastern part of the United States has experienced what USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey calls a once-every-50-years drought in 2007.
The southeast remains in a very critical situation for water supply. More and more communities and even some cities are now being listed under a threatened water supply with diminishing reservoirs and lake levels.
But if forecasts are accurate, then that region of the U.S. could remain dry throughout the fall and winter months as well.
We do have the La Nina phenomenon that is well underway in the equatorial Pacific, and unfortunately that tends to lead to a drier than normal winter pattern as well as warmer than normal across the southern tier of the United States, including much of the drought-stricken southeast.
Rippey says that means the chances of long-term beneficial precipitation in the coming weeks and months are low because of La Nina's impact on the southeast, and that could play a factor in hopes for alleviating water-stressed pasture lands and timely planting of fall row crops such as winter wheat. But perhaps the irony of La Nina is this. The southern Atlantic states, all the way to the Gulf Coast, are expected to receive warm, dry weather through much of this winter, not aiding drought relief by any means. However,
on the flip side of that, we do tend to see wet conditions in the Ohio Valley and parts of the interior southeast that would include Kentucky and Tennessee. So La Nina does sometimes mean sort of a mixed bag if you look at the southeast as a whole, but the typical scenario would be ranging from a little bit wetter than normal conditions in the Tennessee Valley and the Ohio Valley, and then transitioning to dry, warm conditions over the lower part of the southeast.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And hopefully that means more rainfall in Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us Monday on the TRN.